Well, hello everyone, and welcome to Gigi and the 561. I'm Pam Barker. Thanks for joining me again. It's 2025. We're in a brand new year. It's January. It's January 5th. Golden Globes are on tonight. I am shallow enough to dress up, pour a glass of bubbly, and watch it. I truthfully know very little about the nominees this year because I spend a lot of time watching British television. So I really don't know a lot about the nominees. That's neither here nor there. I'll watch it until I decide not to. But I am watching a really good show called The Equalizer with Queen Latifah. I love her. It is on, what's it on? We have so many streamings. I think it's on Netflix. It's really good. It's a very good show. But anyway, here we are. A lot of people are starting new exercise routines or you know, resolutions. I never do resolutions. I try really hard not to live in the past. I try not to look back. It serves no purpose. And I try not to push into the future because there's no point in that. What do you have? This moment in time. So be present. And that is my mantra for me. If you do resolutions, more power to you. Enjoy them and good luck with them. I don't. I get reflective at this time of year and think about how I want to perhaps do something new this year, not resolved to do it. Just, is there something maybe new that I'll do? So I am thinking on that right now. But who knows where that'll go. But mainly it's being in the present. That's my mantra. And I mean really being in the moment. I don't mean thinking about what you're going to say next when someone else is talking. I mean really listening to that person. Without going, oh, I've got to jump in there and I've got to one-up them. I've got to do better than that. I've got to show that my life is more exciting and more interesting because perhaps it's not. But really being in the moment and listening to other people, other fascinating people tell their stories because everyone has one to tell. Some are not interesting, okay? You tune out. You're nodding, but you're tuning out. Others, you're riveted to, you can't get enough. Many years ago, I had a couple of friends in Dallas. I could sit on the floor in their beautiful home with a glass of wine in my hand and listen to them talk all night long and do that every single time I was with them because it wasn't necessarily, typically it wasn't about them personally at all. Stories of their families and things that happened in their town. One of them came from a small town and had lived in Dallas for many years, which is definitely not a small town. But really being in the moment, really being in the moment, being present in the moment is what I'm about. So as we're diving into 2025, it means a different kind of adventure for people. I ran across something that I'm always late to the party. Have you noticed that? I'm kind of late to the party. I'm stepping back a lot from Facebook and Instagram with a lot of my personal stuff. I'm connecting there with our website, NorthPalmBeachLife.com, because I'm doing some product reviews. By the way, you might want to read. One is this interesting bag from Evelyn and Kate. Childhood friends who took their art to a new level and created products from their art. Very interesting. Evelyn and Kate, I did a review of one of their bags. I also just did a review on NorthPalmLife.com about it is a wax melter and yet it's on a different level. So those two reviews are out there. I've been doing that, But I'm late to this party, I think. Have you heard of Let Them? It's a poem, and it's a poem by a woman named Cassie Phillips. I have not been able to find much about Cassie Phillips. I think she was an advocate for homeless. I think she was born in 70, but she's already deceased. I believe it's very sketchy trying to find out about Cassie Phillips. What is not hard to find out is her profound poem Let Them is the name of it. There is an elderly woman reciting, she's not reciting, she's simply reading with emotion in her voice the poem on YouTube. And if you want to find her reading the poem, you can find her on YouTube, Looking at Life with D. She's reading this poem, and in the background you hear, and she apologizes because you can hear the rain. You can hear rain in the background, because when you're recording, even if you have soundproofing, you still will pick up different sounds that you may not want. But I think it adds to it with her particular rendition of Let Them, this poem. And as I began to research it, I found that it has touched so many people. And you feel the emotion behind these words if you let yourself. If you let yourself really be present in the moment as you're reading it, I suppose. I'm not going to read you all the poem. If you want to find it, you can. Let Them by Cassie Phillips. And it's read to you, Looking at Life with D on YouTube. But I'm just going to read you a few. Please indulge me. If they want to choose something or someone over you, let them. If they want to go weeks without talking to you, let them. If you are okay with never seeing them, if they are okay with never seeing you, let them. If they are okay with always putting themselves first, let them. If they are showing you who they are and not what you perceive them to be, let them. If they want to follow the crowd, let them. If they want to judge or misunderstand you, let them. And it has more. There's more to that. But I find it deeply meaningful, deeply profound, because many of us focus on things we can't control and instead of what we can control. And I think that particular poem helps bring into focus life, real life, not what you, it's like your past, and even like 5 minutes ago, what I was doing 5 minutes ago is gone. That's never going to come back. What I was doing, that's in my past. But what I'm doing right now, I'm sitting, I'm looking at some notes. I am putting my heart into my podcast. That is what I control. What I don't control is you listening to it. Are you thinking it's worthy to send out? Or you to contact me and say, I looked up Cassie Phillips and you're right, that poem is profound. Those are things you can't control. And a lot of people spend time on what they can't control. And it's a waste of your life. It's a waste of your time. I like being around people who are upbeat and positive, who care, who are intellectually stimulating, actually. But I like this quote by someone I ran across. The name was not with it. There was just a photo. Your life doesn't end at 30 or 40 or 50 or 60. So stop acting like it does. You can reinvent yourself whenever you want. And I think the world of everyday living gets in the way of understanding that. Even if it's on a really small scale, you stop doing something that's not working for you and you start doing something, even if it's just one thing, one tiny little thing, It's the beginning of change and doing what works for you, doing what you can control. And there's peace in that. And I think right now in the world that is topsy-turvy and will continue to be topsy-turvy, I think that's more important than ever, in my opinion. So I look for quotes. I look for things. I may not do resolutions, but I read voraciously and I take into account words of others, because open your mind, have an open mind, your eyes and your ears especially, to hear and to see, because you don't know everything. I don't care how young or old you are. I learn things from my 12-year-old granddaughter every time I'm with her, because I listen when she talks. I don't dismiss her because she's 12. I don't talk down to her because she's 12. I listen and I respect her knowledge at 12. I don't know everything. No one does. So I like this too. Quiet, but not blind. Staying silent doesn't mean I don't see what's happening. Sometimes observing, listen carefully to this, sometimes observing teaches more than speaking. I don't think that's just sometimes. I think that's always. But let me continue. I choose peace over noise. But I won't ignore the truth. Don't mistake my silence for ignorance. I'm just saving my energy. I see, I understand, and I will act when the time is right. Again, these things are, some of them are, have credit and some don't. Here's one from Albert Einstein. Do not grow old. No matter how long you live, never cease to stand like curious children before the great mystery into which we were born. I like that very much. All right. There's a lot of football going on. There's a lot of fun stuff going on. January may be a long, wherever you are living, it could be chilly, it could be beautiful, you could be traveling, you could be doing a world of things, but do what is right for you. Yeah, take care of business. Everything's not hunky-dory every day of your life. Things get in the way that are annoying. Things have to be done. Business must be taken care of, yes. But in the meantime, find the laughter, find the joy, and don't take everything so seriously, and be kind to other people. You never know what people are going through. They may be grouchy to you. Give them a wide berth. Don't go around them. Whatever they need. I'm going to leave you with this on this first Sunday of January. You don't need too many people to be happy. Just a few real ones who appreciate you for who you are. That's Wiz Khalifa, and I believe that with all my heart. I thank you so very much for being with me, for staying with me. Even if you don't contact me, you don't touch me personally in any way. But thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of my life silently out there on the other side of the microphone. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate you in my little podcast way. So know that and take that with you. Go look up, let them. And if you choose, let me know what you think about that. Let me know if you like it as much as I. Now go read my reviews on NorthPalmBeachLife.com on the two products that I reviewed recently. Just yesterday was the wax warmer. Let me know what you think. Check out all of Gary, G-E-R-R-Y, but pronounce Gary, all of his writings. Use the search box. Type something in. See if it's there. You could be surprised. Gary also writes for all things Cruise, Splash Magazine Worldwide, and Aqua Magazine. He's busy. He's always clicking away on the keys at the laptop computer system he has in there. He has two screens, not one, two. He does so much, he needs two screens. He's my partner. He's my producer. He's my maid in the kitchen who made lemon ricotta pancakes for us this morning, this Sunday morning. He may not say a lot when you're around him, or he could kid you mercilessly like he does our granddaughter Kate. But he does it all with love, never cruel, not a kind word from him ever. And I'm grateful for that as we step into 2025, the unknown of it. But we carry with us our mantras, whatever those may be for you. Thanks again. Don't forget about my books, Pamela Barker, on Amazon. These podcasts rest on NorthPalmBeachLife.com, iTunes, Spotify, Pandora, Amazon, and, well, actually, they're on 20 platforms. So they're out there. And I'm grateful. I'm filled with gratitude every single moment of every single day. I'm Pam Barker. I'm Gigi in the 561. Stay with me.